Welcome to The Doctor Is In. I'm your host, Ben Bryant. Today, Dr. Pablo Ramos is here to talk to us about the flu.
Thanks for the chance to discuss this important topic. No one likes getting the flu, but many people don't realize how dangerous it can be. Thousands of people die from it every year.
Really?
Yes. The flu is quite contagious, so everyone needs to try to avoid getting it. That way, we won't pass it on to others.
Okay. So what can we do?
Well, whenever you can, avoid crowded places. The flu virus is passed from one person to another through a cough, a sneeze, or a touch, so staying away from crowds helps.
But we can't stay away from people all the time.
Of course not. Here are a few easy things you can do to protect yourself. First, most healthy people should get the flu vaccine before flu season starts, but check with your doctor first to make sure the vaccine is safe for you. Second, wash your hands after you touch anything that other people have touched, such as a door handle. If you can't wash your hands right away, avoid touching your face, especially your mouth, nose, or eyes.
What about antibiotic hand wash, the kind you don't need water for?
It works pretty well when you can't get to a restroom, but washing your hands frequently with soap and water for a full minute is the best way to kill the flu virus. Now, here's my last piece of advice. Not everyone can avoid catching the flu. If you do catch the flu, stay away from other people. Avoid all public places, such as work or school. Just stay home, rest, and drink plenty of fluids. Finally, once you feel better, wait a couple of days, until you're no longer contagious, to return to your normal activities. That way, you can avoid passing the virus on to anyone else.
A listener just texted with a question, does vitamin C help prevent the flu?
Some doctors believe that vitamin C can help your body fight illness, including the flu. However, getting vitamin C through food, such as oranges, probably works better than taking vitamins.